Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter. We begin now Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach Masechtis Yevamos Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. If a person passes away without children, there is a chiyuv on one of the brothers to marry his wife. L'hakim l'achiv shem b'Yisrael v'lo yimach shemay m'Yisrael. Now, if this was not the case, that there was a mitzvah of Yivam, it's also for a person to marry his brother's wife. If his brother passed away with children, or his brother got divorced, one is not allowed to marry a brother's wife. That's the Isser of Eishes Ha'ach. There's a Chiyuv Karis for that. But if the brother passes away without children, there is a mitzvah for him to be Meyavim her. Once he's meyavim her, she becomes his wife. Really, stamazai, when someone marries someone, there's kiddushin, the chasen puts the ring on the kala's finger, says ariyat mikadashesli, then there's nisuyin. Although min ha-toira, kiddushin is not necessary for a yevama, but chazal were mesakein, that there should be a type of kiddushin, it's called a maimer. We'll see more about that, be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, later on in our mesecht. If a person passes away without children, she can't just marry anyone that she wants. The pasuk says, "Loisia eshes hames hachutza leishzar." If the brother is not going to be miyavim her, then there has to be a process called chalitza. There's a way of undoing the chiyuv of yivam. How chalitza works? She has to take off his shoe. She's going to have to spit. We'll learn more about that later. But chalitza is to undo the chiyuv of yivam. After chalitza, she can marry whoever she wants. The chiyuv of yivam, and this is really what's negaya to our first Mishnah, is only if she's not an erva. An erva means one of the women that, under normal circumstances, he's not allowed to marry. Now, of course, eshes ha'ach is one of the ervas, but we're not talking about the isser of a brother's wife. That, the Torah, was matir for yivam. What if there's another reason he would not be able to marry her? Lamashal. Let's say someone marries his brother's daughter. One is allowed to marry his brother's daughter. And he dies without children. But now the Yavim is the father of the Yavama. She's usher to him as an Isser Erva. This is his daughter. So of course there's no mitzvah Yivam and there's no need for Chalitza. But here's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Let's say a man had two wives. One is not related to the Yavim. The other is the Yavim's daughter. He married his brother's daughter as a second wife. Min ha-toira. A man is allowed to have more than one wife. There is a Cheirim Rabbeinu Gershon, which prevents marrying more than one wife. But min ha-toira, a man is allowed to have more than one wife. But it was never a good situation. Two wives in the house was asking for trouble. How do we refer to two wives of the same marriage? We call them tsarais. Two wives are rivals. They're rivals to each other. And for sure, if there are many wives, the Velt says a remes, because when you have two wives, there's tsarais, there's jealousy, it's not good. But either way, the term tsarais means two women that are married to the same man, or more than two. They're all called tsarais to each other. There is something called tsaras erva. If a man, again, was married to two women, or more, and one of them was an iser erva to the yavam, let's say it was his daughter, not only is his daughter not a candidate for yivam, and there's no need for chalitza, the same is true for the other wives, even though they're not related to the yavam. But at the point that they were married together to the same husband, they all become exempt from yivam. Now let's see our Mishnah. Sakta Elga Mishnah once again. Yerz Hashem Yisbarach. We ask Hashem for Siyata Deshmaya to be able to learn this Masecht. Chamesh Esrei Noshim. There are 15 women, meaning 15 types of relationships, where if their husbands died and they didn't have any children, not only are they potter on the mitzvah of Yivam? But poitrais tzoreiseyen, as explained. The other women in that same marriage also become potter. How do we know this? The pasuk says, V'isha l'chaisa l'sikach litzrar, l'galois ervasa alel b'chaya. You shall not take a woman in addition to her sister to make them rivals, litzrar. The Torah is teaching us that when a person's wife, or even former wife, even if they got divorced, is alive, her sister is an erva to him and he can't marry her. The word alea teaches us that this iser always stays, even in the case of Yivam. So let's say you had two brothers who married two sisters, and one of the brothers passed away without children. There's no chiyuv of Yivam, there's no need for chalitza with the brother's wife, because she is a sister of his wife. So assuming that there are no other brothers, over here the almana can marry anyone she wants. There's no yivum, she doesn't have to chalitza. So again, chamesh esri nashim, there are 15 women, poitroi tzoreiseyen, because they're an erva, they pater the tzoreis from chalitza and yivum. Not only that, it goes a step further. The tzoreis tzoreiseyen, they pater the tzoreis of their tzoreis, mina chalitza. There's no need to do chalitza. There's no chiyuv of yivum. Ad saf ha'olam, and this keeps on going. Literally, ad saf ha'olam. Forever. Okay, so what's tzoreis tzoreis saying? What does this mean, ad saf ha'olam? The next Mishnah Beis, is going to give us exact details. But basically, let's say we have Reuven and Shimon. You know, the Velt says of art, Yaakov Avinu said, Yechi Reuven. Because when you learn Masechtas Yevamis, everyone uses the mashal Reuven and Shimon, and we say, let's say Reuven died. So in the mashal, Reuven keeps dying. So we say, no, it's just the mashal Yechi Reuven. So either way, we have Reuven and Shimon. Let's say we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, all obviously brothers. Reuven has two wives, Rachel and Leah. Rachel also happens to be Shimon's daughter. Reuven married his niece, Shimon's daughter. We said that's allowed. Reuven passes away without children. Now the two brothers, Shimon and Levi, there's a mitzvah of Yivam over here. We'll soon see how this breaks up. Who does what? So Shimon can't be Miyavim Rachel. Rachel is his daughter. But don't think, but he could take the other wife. He can take Leah. Leah is not his daughter. No. Leah is called Tzara's Erva. She was a Tzara to an Erva. That's in as much as Shimon is concerned. Because one of the two wives happened to be Shimon's daughter. What about the third brother? What about Levi? So let's say Levi, he's Miyavim Leah. He's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yivam. But Levi has another wife. Let's say the other wife's name is Miriam. And now Levi dies without children. So Shimon, now this is his second brother that he lost without children. But both Leah and Miriam, so we use the Lashon fall for Yivam. Meaning to say that the Isser kind of clicks into place. There's a Yivam issue over here. So what does Shimon do over here? Could he be Miyavim Leah? No. Leah was married to the first brother together with his daughter Rachel. She's already at Tzaras Erva. That doesn't change. But Shimon can marry Miriam, right? And the answer is no. Because Miriam and Leah were both married to Levi, Leah is the Tzaras Erva, and Miriam is the Tzaras Tzarasa of the Erva. And if there was another brother, this keeps on going. You can't be Meyavim the Tzara of a Tzara. It doesn't make a difference how far this goes. But like I said, we'll see it in more detail in the next Mishnah. So right now we were introduced to the general idea of a Tzaras Erva. My brother died without children. He had two wives. One of them is an erva to me. Not only am I not miyavim the erva, but I'm not miyavim the tsar of the erva. So who are these 15 possibilities of an erva where I can't be miyavim them and therefore they're tsar as well? So the Mishnah of Elohim, they are as follows. First, Bitai, his daughter. let's say it's the daughter of the Yaveh. My daughter was married to my brother, and my brother died without children. Ubas Pitoy, his daughter's daughter. Now I want to tell you a very important klal. In order to teach the words of the Mishnah, this is Negeya, particularly to Masechtas Yevamos. In English, you teach it backwards. Bas Bitoi, daughter's daughter. Ubas Benoi, son's daughter. Bas Ishtoi, his wife's daughter, obviously from a different marriage. Ubas Benoi, the wife's son's daughter. Ubas Bito, one of the brother's wives, was the wife's daughter's daughter. My wife's daughter's daughter was married to my brother. Lashon Kodesh goes from right to left. Teach it from left to right. Again, Ubas Bitoi, his daughter's daughter. Ubas Benoi, his son's daughter. See, when I'm teaching it, when I'm translating it, I'm going from left to right. Bas Ishtoi, his wife's daughter. Ubas Benoi, the wife's son's daughter. Ubas Bitoi, and the wife's daughter's daughter. So we read it from right to left, and we teach from left to right. Maybe at the end of the mission, we'll explain why it works out that way. Be it as it may be, these are all erevos. You're not allowed to marry your wife's daughter, even though it's not your daughter, it's from a different marriage, or granddaughter. So if my brother was married to one of these women, if my brother was married to my daughter, to my daughter's daughter, to my son's daughter, to my wife's daughter from the previous marriage, to my wife's son's daughter, Ubas Bina, Ubas Bita, my wife's daughter's daughter, and he died without children, I don't have a mitzvah of Yivam. Then we have as follows. Chamoisai. Let's say my brother was married to my wife's mother. Literally, Chamoisai, his mother-in-law, his wife's mother. Ve'eim Chamoisai, his wife's mother's mother. Ve'eim Chamav, and his wife's father's mother. I'm not allowed to marry these women. A person is not allowed to be married to a woman and her daughter or granddaughter. It doesn't make a difference who you married first. But if my brother was married to one of them, I don't have a mitzvah of Yivam, because for me it's an erva. And if he had another wife, she would be pater al saras erva. Vaiter, says the Mishnah, we're up to number 10 if you're counting the 15 ervas that our Mishnah enumerates. Achoisoy me'imoy, his half-sister, me'imoy, from his mother's side. So here we have to be magnum and important yisai. What is the mitzvah of Yivam? If my brother dies without children, I have to be Miyavim, his wife, or there has to be Chalitza. What does that mean, my brother? Under normal circumstances, we have the same father and mother, but there could be a half-brother. We could have the same father, but not the same mother. We could have the same mother, but not the same father. The mitzvah of Yivam is only if my brother, through the same father, died. If I have a brother, we have the same mother, but not the same father, there's no mitzvah of Yivam. That's learned, explains the Batanura, from Achva Achma Mibnei Yaakov. By the mitzvah of Yivam, it says, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdav. And by the Shvatim, it says, Shnayim Osir Avadecha Achim. Just like by the Shvatim, it was only Achim Min Ha'av. They only had a common father, Yaakov Avinu. They didn't have the same mother. There was Rachel Leah, Bilhah and Zilpah. So when the Torah says to be Meyavim, your brother, it means a common father. If I have a brother with the same mother, me and him have the same mother, we don't have the same father, and he dies without children, not only is there no mitzvah of Yivam, I'm not allowed to. Because there is an Isra of Eishes Ach. She is an Erva. And there's no mitzvah of Yivam. So now, what our Mishnah means is, let's say, I have one brother, we have the same father. I have a different brother, we have the same mother. But these two brothers, they're not related. They're both related to me, but they're not related to each other. So let's say I have a brother, Reuven. Me and Reuven have the same mother. Reuven dies. No Yivam. Reuven's wife is my brother's wife. There's no children, but Reuven is my brother through a mother. I'm not allowed to marry her. She's an erva. She's my brother's wife. Reuven is a brother. There's just no Yivam. In other words, let's make this clear. If I have a brother, a half-brother, with the same mother, he's called a brother. I'm not allowed to marry his wife. He's not called a brother to give me the mitzvah of Yivum, to be matir the Yisrei Shesach. So Reuven's wife now goes, and who does she marry? My other brother, Shimon. How could she do that? No problem, because Reuven and Shimon are not related. It sounds funny, but they're both my brothers, but they're not related to each other. With Reuven, I have a common mother. With Shimon, I have a common father. So she was allowed to marry Shimon. Now Shimon dies. But who's Shimon's wife? My sister from my mother's side. That's a chayse me'imai. Vaitra says the Mishnah, va'achayse me'imai. Could be my mother's sister that falls to me li'yivim. How does that happen? My mother's sister was married to my brother? Yeah. Let's say a man had two sons. Reuven from a previous marriage. Shimon from a second marriage. Reuven marries the sister of his father's second wife. Shimon can't be Miyavimer. It's his mother's sister. Vaitra zok the Mishnah number 12, the 12th erev v'achoyis ishto, his wife's sister. This is a simple case. Two brothers marry two sisters. One of the brothers died. So his brother's wife is his wife's sister. He can't be Miyavimer. Again, I want to remind you, before we go to the next case, that Yivum is only if my brother dies that we had a common father. But if I have a brother who's my half-brother through a common mother, and he dies, I can't marry his wife. That's the next case. The Eshesach of Me'imai. My brother died without children, but he's only a brother through my mother. Vaitra says the Mishnah. The 14th out of the 15th, Erva. The Eishes Ochiv Shlehoya Be'er Lomai. Here we're talking about my brother's wife, a brother that I had with a common father. But Shlehoya Be'er Lomai. Here's the case. A father has three sons, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven marries a woman and he dies. Levi was not born yet. Shimon is Miyavimer. Now Shimon dies. Levi's the third brother? He cannot be Miyavim Shimon's wife. Why not? Because before she was Shimon's wife, she was Reuven's wife. No, even better, Reuven was also my brother, says Levi. No, Reb Levi. But you were not in this world at the same time as Reuven. You were only born after Reuven died. And therefore, there's no Yivum between you and Reuven. The Pasuk says, Ki yeshvu achim yachta. It has to be Yeshivasam yachad be'oila. Now, once there's no mitzvah of Yivum, then the brother's wife is like any other erva. She's the same as a sister, a daughter. A brother's wife is an erva. It's only when there's a mitzvah of Yivum. And finally, number 15, Vikalosa, his daughter-in-law. A man's son died, and his brother married his son's wife. Now the brother died. This man cannot be Miyavim, his brother's wife, because his brother's wife was first his son's wife. And a son's wife is Aser forever, even after the son dies. So Hare Elu, all these 15 women, besides the fact that it's Aser to be miyavim them because they are erves. But poitrois tsareisein, if there was another woman in the marriage, they are also pattered from the mitzvah of yivam, and no chalitza is necessary. Like in this last case. What was the last case of Kalasai? Which means his daughter-in-law. His son died, and his brother married her. Now his brother died. So I know his brother can't, the woman that was once his daughter-in-law. But even if his brother had other wives, he can't be miyavim them either, because they are tsareis erva. The tsareis tsareisein. And the tzareis other tzareis, min ha-chalitza min ha-yivim ad soif ha-oila. They're potter on chalitza and yivim, meaning to say, there's no chi of yivim, and she doesn't need chalitza to marry someone else, ad soif ha-oila, even if this goes on forever. Forever means for as many brothers that he has. Let's explain this again. We'll see more about it in the next Mishnah, but let's just do it quickly. What's the case of tzareis tzareisein? We have Reuven. Reuven left this world. Let's say he had two wives. He had Rachel and Leah. And Reuven had two living brothers, Shimon and Levi. So we go to Shimon. We say, Shimon, you know your brother Reuven died. He left two wives, Rachel and Leah. You're doing the mitzvah of Yivam. Shimon says, I can't. Rachel is an erva to me. She's one of these 15 women. But can I be miyavim Leah? No, Reb Shimon, you can't. If Rachel is an erva, then Leah is tsaras erva. But then we go to the other brother, Levi. Levi, you want to do the mitzvah of yivim? Yeah, it's a mitzvah. Your choice, Rachel or Leah. Yeah, but Rachel is an erva to my brother Shimon. Yeah, that's not a problem for you. You're not Shimon. You're Levi. So Levi is miyavim Leah, not Rachel was the erva of Shimon, which he could have also. Well, the Maisi was Miyavim Leah. This is not Levi's first wife. Levi has a wife, Miriam. And now Levi dies without children. So we go back to Shimon. We say, Shimon, your brother Levi died without children. He had two wives, Levi and Miriam. But you can't do Yivim with Leah. Because Leah was Tzara Serva. Right. She was married to my other brother Reuven together with Rachel, who's an Erva to me. But you know what else, Shimon? You can't do Yivim with Miriam either, because she is the Tzara of a Tzara. And as many brothers as they have, it keeps on going. It's not just the Tzara, it's the Tzara of the Tzara. Vayitra is like the Mishnah, as we continue over here, toward the end of the first Mishnah in our Masechta. V'kulan, in regard to all these Erevs that we said, that they patter their Tzara. Im Mesu, if they die during the lifetime of the first brother. Oy meyanu. What is miyun? A father, depending on the age of his daughter, could marry off his daughter, could receive kiddushin for his daughter. If she's a yesayim and she has no father, Chazal said that her mother and brothers can, but it's only a marriage midrabanan. Again, at a certain age, her brothers and mother can marry her off, but it's only a marriage with the rabbanan, and therefore, if she decides she doesn't like the marriage, she does not need a get. She comes to Bezin and says, I don't want this marriage. That's called miyun. So v'kula, in regard to all these 15 erbas we discussed, im mesu, if they died before their husband, oy miyanu, well, let's say they did miyun, so their marriage is as if it never happened. Let's say they were divorced by him before he died. Or they were found to be an alienist before their husband passed away. Alienist means a certain simonim that we know for sure she's never going to have children. So the marriage was a mistake. In all these cases, tsareisein mutaris. Their tsareis are mutar. Let's say we have Reuven. Reuven has a brother, Shimon. Shimon is married to Reuven's daughter and to another woman. But the marriage to Reuven's daughter was ended while Shimon was still alive. Either she died, or she was in a position to say, no, I don't want this marriage, as explained earlier. Or she was divorced, or it turned out she was an alienist, so it was a mistake to start with. And at the time that Shimon dies, he had only one wife. And that's not the Erva. It's not the one that's related to Reuven. So he could be Miyavim her. Again, Vakulan, in regard to all the 15 women, Emesu, Emianu, Enesgashu, Eshenimsu, Elenis. So in other words, the marriage was undone, Sarasei and Mutaris, so their Tsaris are Mutar. Now, you realize, says the Mishnah concludes by saying, not all these cases, Mesu, Minu, Nizgarshu, or Nimsu, Elenis, can be by all of the Ervis that we just mentioned. Some of them we know, for example, Vadei had children. V'yati Yochaloimer, it's not possible to say, Bachamoisa, in regard to his mother-in-law, Uve'em Chamoisa, where his mother-in-law's mother, Uve'em Chamav, where his father-in-law's mother, Shenimsu, Elenis, that it turned out they're an Elenis. Elenis means they couldn't have children, so obviously they had children. Oishameanu, it's also impossible to say that they did Miyun. Miyun is only when she's a Ketana. But obviously they're not Ketanais if their daughter was able to marry this person. So let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that there's a mitzvah sasem in a Torah that a person should be miyaveim, his brother's wife. If my brother dies without children, I'm supposed to be miyaveim, his wife. That's a brother through a common father. Not if it's a brother only through a common mother. But if me and my brother had the same father and he died without children, I have a mitzvah to be miyaveim, his wife. If I don't want to, I have to go through a process called chalitza, which we'll learn about later. However, this is only if it's my brother's wife. Now, normally, you're not allowed to marry a brother's wife. It's a chi of karis. If they had children, and I would marry my brother's wife, that would be a chi of karis. But if she didn't have children, there's a mitzvah to be miyaveim. But let's say she's usher to me for a different reason. Let's say she happens to be my daughter. There's no yivam. Not only is there no yivam for her, there's no yivam for the other woman in the marriage. If my brother had two wives, one of them, let's say, was my daughter. Not only is there no yivam to my daughter, there's also no yivam to the other wife. And if that other wife got married to a different brother of mine, we'll explain later how this is shayach, and he dies, I'm not miyavim her because she was once a tzara to my daughter, and not the other wife in that marriage because she's a tzara to the tzara, and that's how it goes on. Who are these 15 women? If my brother was married to them, there's no yivam. It would be my daughter, my daughter's daughter, my son's daughter. Number four, my wife's daughter. Obviously a daughter from a different marriage. She's not my daughter. The fifth one was the wife's son's daughter. The sixth erva was Ubaspita, the wife's daughter's daughter. Again, if these happen to be my brother's wife, there's no yivam, not only for her, but also for the other wife in the marriage. The list continues. My mother-in-law that married my brother, or my mother-in-law's mother that married my brother, or my father-in-law's mother. It could also be that it's my sister. My sister, how come my sister have married my brother? It's his sister also, and the answer is not necessarily. Given my brother was married to someone who was not related to him, but she has the same mother as me. If I have one brother from my mother only, we have the same mother, not the same father, and I have another brother that I have the same father, not the same mother. So those two are not related. So it's very possible that my sister, who I have a common mother with, married my brother who's not related to her, because with him I have a common father. But when that brother dies now, it's my sister that's falling liyivim. Or it could be my wife's sister. Two brothers are married to two sisters. My brother died. His wife is my wife's sister. Or it could be Eshes Achiv Me'ima. We explain that the mitzvah to be miyaveh, my brother's wife, is only if we have the same father. But if it's my brother only with a common mother, there's no mitzvah to be miyaveh. But there is an Isser Eshes Ach. She's still considered my wife's brother. Then there's Eshes Achiv Shalei Haya Be'alamai. Let's say father had three sons, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven married a woman and died before Levi was born. Shimon was Miyavimer. When Shimon died, Levi is here already. But he can't take Shimon's wife, who was once Reuven's wife. Because even though Reuven is his brother, but they weren't alive at the same time. So she's considered an Erva. Every time you have a brother's wife with no mitzvah of Yivim, she's an Erva. And the last case was, the 15th case, his daughter-in-law, his son died, his brother married the Alman, his son's daughter, and now his brother dies. She's usher to him. The brother can't take a woman that was once his daughter-in-law. So again, these women that are heirs themselves, plus any other wife in that marriage, they have a din of erva. And if that other wife marries a different brother, it keeps going on and on. However, we learned that all these asurim, all these ladies that are asurim, if the marriage ended before my brother died, whether they died, or talking about a ktana that was memayin, he said mian is if there was no father, or the mother, the brother married her off, she has a right to say no and undo the marriage, or they got divorced, or it turned out they were in eilonis, which means they reached a certain age. It's only a certain type of condition where we say, so the marriage was never a marriage to start with. In all these cases, I could be miyavim the tzara. So if my sister, let's say, was married to this person, it was a brother from my father, but they got divorced before he died, I could marry the other wife. The Mishnah let us know, however, that of course, yuchap, that in the cases of his mother-in-law or his mother-in-law's mother or his father-in-law's mother, it's not shaykh to say that they were an islandist because obviously they had children, or that they did miyun, because miyun is only by a ketana. Okay, remember I told you that when you teach the words teach backwards, like bas benoi, his son's daughter, bas ishtoi, his wife's daughter. The reason for that, you don't have to listen to this, you could hang up, but just in case you want to understand it, how we're teaching. In Lashon Kodesh, first comes the noun, and then comes the description of the noun. If you want to say a big house, in Lashon Kodesh you say bayis, first you say house, then you say gado. In English, you don't say house big, you say big house. First comes the description, and then comes the noun. So memela bas benoi. In Lashon Kodesh, it's bas benoi. So really, it's ubas, his daughter. And then you explain whose daughter, the son's daughter. But when you're teaching it in English, so the explanation comes first, his son's daughter. Then it comes the noun. Okay, if you didn't have that, that's fine. Just remember to teach the words from left to right, and you'll have the right person.